Mark, can you explain, first of all, what impact this game will have on the season ticket holders? I mean, can we just assume they'll pay for 9 as opposed to 10?
Yeah, obviously they will be paying for one less game. It's funny, I got a note from somebody asking that question. That's one of the reasons I wanted to come out and just confirm that's an obvious answer, yes.
The taxpayers kicked in, what, I think $250 million in Jackson County for the renovations. And now they're having a home game taken away from them, for lack of a better term. What do you say to them in that respect?
Well, I think we'd all love to have every game at Arrowhead. But, you know, this goes back to 2006 when we did the lease. It's contemplated in that lease that there would be an international game. If you had an international game, it could be a home game. So this is not a new thought. We've been discussing it with members of the chamber and the city and the state for years that this could happen, and when it happens, what's it mean? I had a good conversation with a number of government officials this morning. This all broke last night when we got word that they were going to announce it. So we've been scrambling a little bit just to get ready. And all the conversations that I've had have been really positive. You know, as a fan, you don't want to give up a game, period. We get that. We understand it. If you look at the history of this franchise, and specifically Lamar and what he did and the way he approached the National Football League and the importance of the greater good, this is another example of this family following that tact and that approach. And, you know, the International Series is a priority for the league. It's something that more and more teams, because we've increased the number of games, more and more teams are playing. Therefore, more and more teams have to give up home games. We're not the first team to give up a home game. Obviously, some teams that have had advantages to give home games have done that. Some teams like San Francisco and New Orleans and Atlanta have given up home games as well. We think it's a great opportunity. And we think that the people that we've talked to in the region see this as a great opportunity for Kansas City. It puts us on a global stage. Our players, our fans, and the whole region should benefit from it.
Is this what you say, in line to get a Super Bowl now?
You know, I think the Super Bowl decision is more a cold weather issue than anything else, and the league is still going through that process after New York. So this isn't directly related.
But there's something that came out yesterday that said teams that give up a home game would be considered to have a Super Bowl. Is that?
Yeah, when you look forward to bidding on Super Bowls, the league is in discussions about making that one of the bid requirements. But this isn't related to that.
So there's no retroactive credit for that? I mean, if you go there next year and you bid for a Super Bowl, you can't get credit for it.
Yeah, I think if Kansas City gets a Super Bowl, I think it's going to be more about that building and this environment than it is about us playing a game in London.
Mark, is this something that she sought, or is this just your turn in the rotation?
You know, it's. I'll go back to the point of when you look at the priorities of the league and what's important, more and more teams are going to have to give up games to make the international model work. And we strongly believe that. Obviously, Clark is chairman of the International Committee. He's been part of the team working on this for years. This all started in the 90s, and we've played games in London since 07. So this is part of the process. And, yeah, it is part of our turn in the rotation. But... again, we look at it as a great opportunity, and we get to put our brand on the global scale, and that's a big advantage for us.
Does every team have to go host a game in London at some point?
It depends. So you can't make that prediction today because who knows how this goes and where it goes. But if you look at the trend, we went from one game to 3 games. We went from, I think, 17 teams have now played over there, and 9 of them have given up home games.
So it sounds like it, you know, in some degree, you know, Hunt being the chairman of that committee, you kind of have to show, okay, we're willing to go too, right?
I think, you know, we pride ourselves in leading by example. I think if you look at the history of the league, I always go back to, you know, the Rooneys and the Maras and the McCaskies and the Hunts sitting in that room with Pete Rozelle saying, in order for us all to benefit, we got to pool the TV revenues. And that launched this league. That's one of the things that make us as successful as we are today. This is another example of that. It's not the same scale, I don't believe, but it's another example of, you know, as a member of this league, you're going to be called on to do things, and we happily accept that.
How do the fans benefit from this? Because there's a lot of upset fans today that you're taking a home game with them.
Yeah, I completely understand that, and I appreciate that. I mean, we knew that there'd be, and there should be, fans who are upset about giving up a home game. A couple things went into consideration in the discussions that we had with the league over the years. And one of them was, you know, the thought of giving up a conference game or a division game, we were pretty adamant that that wasn't going to happen. When you look at our schedule next year, there were a couple games that we said, you know, no, we're not giving that game up. So that's part of the process. I think it's a tougher discussion to have with a member of our fan about today and next season and what's it mean today. You know, this is a long-term prospect, and this is a long-term benefit for the league. But it's selfishly, it's a long-term benefit for the Kansas City Chiefs. Our brand, our region, the opportunity to be on this stage is valuable.
What about giving up those games when the stadium was undergoing the renovations? I know you weren't here at that time, but why did they consider it then when the stadium was kind of a mess? You know?
Well, I think if you look at that, that was when the international series was just really growing. So I'm sure there were discussions. Again, I wasn't here. But I'm sure there were discussions about whether or not that made sense then.
Mark, as you know, the Chiefs have a competitive advantage at Arrowhead. And at best, you'll be playing on a neutral field against Detroit.
Yeah.
How much of a factor was that as a consideration in giving up the home game?
You know, I go back to, I wish we could play every game at Arrowhead. Not only the competitive advantage, but also just the atmosphere. But there's a couple guys in that building, a pretty good record on the road as well as at home. And, you know, that factors into it.
Just to playoffs by a game.
Randy and Greg.
Just to follow up what you guys were saying, is there an agreement, is there something on paper or handshake that over the next 16 years or whatever, all 32 teams will give up a home game? Or is it just kind of like the Hall of Fame game?
There's nothing that I'm aware of.
So there's nothing that's binding Dallas or Washington?
No, because you don't know if you're going to have three games every year. You don't know if you're going to have one game, six games. You're going to be in London. You could be in Mexico City. You could be in Germany. Who knows?
Okay.
But right now, if you look at the trend over the last few years, you know, we've gone from one game to three games. You know, that's another reality of this, guys, is the NFL has three games at Wembley Stadium. They average 82,000 tickets in those games, and they sell them out in hours. So there's a huge demand over there, and the league is trying to do its best to capitalize on that.
Greg and then Randy. Greg and then Adam.
Does the designated home team receive any financial compensation from the league?
So without getting into all the details, I mean, the league obviously makes sure that both teams are compensated for going in terms of not losing out on what they – neither the Lions, the Dolphins, the Jets, the Bills, anybody like that is going to take a loss on this. And, you know, that's just smart business for everybody.
So Adam, buddy.
That was one of my questions. So the Chiefs won't lose a penny of revenue from what you would have earned from a home game?
Well, I think I'll be careful in how I say this or I get in trouble with the league. But I think when you undertake a prospect like this, this is going to cost the Chiefs money. It is. It's just too big an opportunity not to take advantage of. Now, we hope that that's an investment that we can return, but this is going to significantly be expensive. It's going to cost the Chiefs money to go.
Significant. I mean, can you put it
in? Yeah, I mean, it depends on relative. I'm not going to quote you a number, but I'll give you an analogy. I had the good fortune of going to the Super Bowl in 2005 with the Eagles. You know, we lost money. It's expensive to do that, to take that many people and to move that many people and to do all that. And one of the reasons that, you know, we're going to have a lot more press conferences about the International Series, about this game, but we've got to go through the whole process of when do we go. Because certain teams are going on Sunday before, certain teams are going on Thursday, certain teams are taking, you know, big groups, certain people are treating it as a road game. So we've got to go through all that process, and there's a lot more to come on this.
Last one, Adam.
Yeah, last thing. As you say, you're not the first team to give up a home game, for sure, but the other teams that have, including the teams that are giving up next year's games, the other teams, fit in one of two categories. Either they're having trouble selling tickets or they've got stadium problems. The Chiefs don't fit. Chiefs don't fit in either one of those categories.
I debate you a little bit on Atlanta.
Well, they're building
and
a new place.
San Francisco and New Orleans. I mean, there are teams that are doing okay selling tickets.
New Orleans, you know, that was after the storm.
Yeah. But I think the bigger picture is as the number of games increase, the number of teams are going to increase. So more and more teams are going to go, and when that happens, then more teams are going to give up home games.